13 years of administration of emetics in Bremen. From the perspective of police and the public prosecutor's office, the administration of emetics from 1991 to 2004 served the purpose of securing evidence. The police arrested persons whom they suspected of dealing drugs. In police custody, an emetic, a substance to induce vomiting, was given to them. This was supposed to establish whether the suspects had swallowed small packages of drugs to hide them. From the very beginning, critics and people who had been subjected to this procedure pointed out how degrading and dangerous to health it was. Emetics had been used since the beginning of the 1990s. The Bremen Police Forensic Medical Examiner Karl-Heinz Menche was the first practitioner in Germany who administered emetics to suspects on his own initiative. The procedure was not contentious, and most federal states did not use it. It is estimated that from 1991 to 2004, emetics were administered in over 1,600 cases, several hundred in Hamburg, but the majority in Bremen. Here, emetics were administered more than 1,000 times. So, for a period of 13 years, emetics were administered on average every 4 to 5 days. The administration of emetics in the city of Bremen was, quote, routine procedure of evidence preservation, unquote, as the former mayor, Henning Scherf, worded it in 2004. During the debate, a distinction is often made between voluntary and forced administration of emetics. But the so-called, quote, voluntary administration, unquote, of emetics took place in an extremely coercive environment. In many cases, the suspect was tied with hands and feet to a chair, while a police officer put the emetic syrup to their lips. If the suspect refused to take the liquid voluntarily, it would then be forcibly administered. In this case, a tube is inserted through the nose, and the emetic substance ipecacuanha plus several liters of water are pumped into the stomach. As early as the mid-1990s, the Anti-Racism Office in Bremen and Amnesty International stressed that the administration of emetics goes hand in hand with long-lasting health risks, such as vomiting lasting for days, diarrhea, and kidney pain. Additionally, according to statements by the persons affected, during the course of the procedure, use of considerable physical violence was applied, such as the forcible opening of the jaw and beatings. Early on, there were court rulings about this procedure. In 1996, the Higher Regional District Court in Frankfurt ruled that the use of emetics represented an attack on the dignity of the individual. In Bremen, however, authorities agreed that the administration of emetics was indispensable. The Bremen state government, under Mayor and State Senator Henning Scherf, disallowed discussion of the topic in the Senate. The Bremen Medical Chamber declared itself not responsible. It did not comment clearly on the use of emetics, which have been administered since 1995 by the Ärztliche Beweissicherungsdienst, the Medical Office for the Preservation of Evidence, led by Michael Birkholz. The procedure was routinely used by the Bremen police. There was a room at the police station that had been specifically set up for the purpose of emetic administration and contained a specifically designed stretcher to which the suspects were strapped. The Bremen judiciary fended off complaints about this method of securing evidence. Questions of proportionality, health risks, or human dignity did not play any role in Bremen from a legal point of view. This did not change even after the administration of emetics claimed its first casualty in 2001 in Hamburg. 19-year-old Akidi John from Nigeria collapsed during the forced administration. The physician who carried out the procedure initially assumed that he had only faked his collapse and failed to initiate life-sustaining interventions. A few days later, Akidi John died from the consequences of the emetic administration. Following his death, a broad debate took place in Bremen. The Green Party, which, as a part of the government at the beginning of the 1990s, had introduced the administration of emetics, now filed an application with the Bremische Bürgerschaft, Parliament of Bremen, in December 2001, requesting that this procedure be stopped immediately. The government coalition of SPD, Social Democrats, and CDU, Christian Democrats, however, rejected the application unanimously because a, quote, rethinking would not be necessary, unquote. The Green Party Parliament member, Matthias Gültner, commented on this before the Bremen Parliament, quote, should a similar incidence happen in Bremen after this decision of Parliament, at least we know that it could have been prevented. You could have accepted this application today, end quote. Minute number 15 of 1028 of the Bürgerschaft session on the 13th of December, 2001. The administration of emetics was supported until the end by almost all authorities in politics, judiciary, police, and medicine. As late as February 2004, the chief legal administrator at the time, Ulrich Meurer, thanked the executors with the following words, quote, through completing this unsavory task, officers and physicians paved the way for the offenders to be brought to justice, unquote. Die Welt, 27th of February, 2014. The administration of emetics to Laye Condé was also justified by the Senator of the Interior, Thomas Röwekamp. Quote, extremely criminal individuals have to expect physical disadvantages, end quote. Shortly afterwards, in January 2005, more than 1,000 people protested for an end to the administration of emetics. In the following years, anti-racist initiatives commemorated the death of Mr. Condé. On the anniversary of his death, January 7th, protests and rallies were held in his memory. After the death of Laye Condé, the administration of emetics was initially suspended in Bremen. In North Rhine-Westphalia, a person that had been subjected to the method had taken legal action against this procedure as early as 2000 before the European Court of Human Rights. This was before the two fatalities had taken place. In July 2006, the court ruled that the practice of administration of emetics was a breach of Article 3 of the European Convention on Human Rights. This article states, quote, no one shall be subjected to torture or cruel, inhumane, or degrading treatment or punishment, end quote. This ruling marked the end of the forced administration of emetics in Germany. During the 13 years of the administration of emetics, only one person responsible was brought to trial, the medical examiner who had conducted the fatal forced procedure against Mr. Condé. The legal proceedings against the doctor only began in 2008. The course of the proceedings is unprecedented in Germany. In the three trials in total, the accused physician was acquitted twice. Both judgments were annulled by the federal court. The second time, the federal court described the Bremen acquittal as, quote, almost bizarrely wrong, unquote. In 2013, the trial against the medical examiner was finally dropped during the third attempt of prosecution, with no official verdict. He had to pay a compensation payment of 20,000 euros to the family of Laye Condé. The federal court, and later the district court in Bremen, found that more persons had been responsible, but their actions had already become time-barred. After the long-running trial, politicians and police have changed their position on the 13 years of administration of emetics. Chief of Police Lutz Müller apologized in 2013 to the family of Laye Condé for his death, as did Mayor Jens Brunson a year later. In 2014, the Bremen Senator of the Interior, Ulrich Meurer, called the decision to administer emetics in retrospect, quote, a mistake, unquote. Chief of Police Lutz Müller finally put up a portrait drawing of Laocoonte in his office, because in his opinion, every officer should deal with the meaning of Mr. Conde's death. Lutz Müller sums up his position with the following statement. Quote, "No one is supposed to die or be inflicted with long-lasting damage in police custody. Full stop." End quote. Taz, 9th of May, 2015.